Just want to go through a few points in the Gav for the Sesame Tshuva and Yom Kippur. So the first one is, I just want to go through some basic points about the mitzvah of Tshuva, and we'll talk about maybe some of the halachas of Vidui tomorrow. Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim, see there's a mitzvah that say in the Torah, positive commandment, a person has a chiyuv to do Tshuva. The Ben Yonah does point out that besides the regular mitzvah of the Tshuva, there is a mitzvah on Yom Kippur. A person has a chiyuv on Yom Kippur to make sure that he does Tshuva. The Rambam also says that Yom Kippur is a zman of a kate, slicha, mechila, that a person has to be ma'ar ruchai to do Tshuva by Yom Kippur. The Rambam sees in the mitzvah of Tshuva there are four basic points of the mitzvah of Tshuva. One is to stop doing the Aveira, Azivas HaChetz. The second one is a person should have some type of regret for what he has done. He should feel bad about it. The third point is a person has a mitzvah of vidui, which is to admit and confess that he's done something wrong. And the Rambam says that a person should the tshuva should be so strong that the commitment should be able to last. Now the Ma'abid says a fascinating thing. So we see many times a person does tshuva, and then later on he does the veira again. He really feels terrible. He commits to not doing it again. He takes steps to prevent himself from doing it again, and then he is nichshel at the end. So does that retroactively negate the effect of his tshuva? So the Ma'abid says no. If at the point when he made that commitment, he really was committed to it, he really felt it, and he really meant it, and he had done what he could, the fact that later on the person, his level lowered and he went back to where he was, does not negate the effect of the tshuva which he did at that point in time. If at the time he did it, it was going to be effective. The Ben Yonah just says in the midst of the main points of the midst of Shuvah really are the midst of Azivas Achet. That's the basic Shuvah is Azivas Achet. And have Charata and say Avidah. So if a person does those things, he'll fulfill the midst of Shuvah. The Ma'abid, again, says a fascinating thing. He says that we know by many mitzvahs, if a person does only part of the mitzvah, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. A person takes a lulav and an esrog and a dasim and the aravas, he didn't do anything. It's not, he got three quarters of a mitzvah, he got nothing. He says, but by tshuva, each one of them independently has significance. A person has a zivus hachet without charata. A person has charata without a zivus hachet. Either one of those by themselves will have significance. The only issue, a person has to be careful when it comes to vidui. If a person has no commitment at all to change, then he goes under the category of what's called vidui peh. Vidui peh is a person admits without having any intent to change. And that is something which we have to do tshuva on doing vidui peh. So we don't want to be a situation of vidui peh, but a person would have some level of charata and say vidui, he would not have a status of vidui peh, and therefore he gets some form of the mitzvah. Just two announcements is that shir will start at 9:45, and for those who are interested, there is the mincha here with Yeshiva Gedolah at 1:36. Have a good morning and have a good day.